You grow that fruit that Florida's most famous for, you know?
Oranges? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can grow them, but you can grow them here if you can keep them from freezing.
Oh, get too cold here?
Yeah, well, this it froze them in South Florida last year, last winter.
You said you grew up peanuts around here sometimes. What are some other kind of nuts that people might grow around here?
Well, you mean out of the ground or on trees?
On trees.
Well, we got pecans and we got I watered and I'm petting it now to death. It's not a chinky pen, but there's another. It's just like it. You buy them in the store, about that big around. What do you call them? But anyhow, I got a tree out there growing.
Was it almonds?
No, we can't grow that here, no. I tried it. I've even planted them. They'll come up, but they won't live. I planted, bought them, you know, where you buy them out of the store, I planted them. They'll come up, but they won't live. This climate here is no good for that. Chestnut. I got a chestnut tree. And a walnut, you can grow them here. Grow that, but almonds and things like that, can't do it. I tried it. Climate won't do for them.
We were talking earlier about some of the vegetables you grow. There's another kind of yellow vegetable, crookneck that you might.
That's a squash. I reckon that's what you're talking about now. I grew the straight neck. I've got them out there right now, that high, the bushes.
You grow any kinds of melons around?
I can't think of the name of the seed, but it's a big watermelon. I grow them big ones. It's got a green streak and a gray streak down it. And I've got about 10 hills out there. And if I keep it drying up and blowing away, I'll grow all the watermelons we can do anything with on them hills.
Do they grow any other kinds of melons around
here? Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of different, different kind of. I can't name all of them. There's so many of them. It's different kinds.
They grow in the kind with the yellow meat on the inside?
Yeah, you grow the yellow meat. I don't care for them. I'd rather have the red meat. And then they got this little nice box of watermelon and about so big around. I don't care for them. I like that big watermelon. And I can't think of that. There's a solid gray watermelon. And it's a nice. And but I like to grow a watermelon that, now they got them big old round ones, I don't know what, I got a name, but I can't call it. But the grind on them is 2 inches thick. But now you get that gray watermelon or the watermelon, that green with striped watermelon that I'm trying to grow out to this year. Well, they'll go up to from 25 to 50 pounds, some things will. And the rind's awful thin. Now, if you want to grow watermelons for preserves, well, you grow that thick rind watermelon, but we don't move that.
Do you grow any cantaloupe or anything like that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We can grow that. We can grow them. I haven't got any this year.
Do people ever call it anything besides cantaloupe?
A mushmelon.
That same
thing? Cantaloupe. They're all about the same thing.
Yes, sir. And, see, the things that some people eat that spring up in the woods after a rain, they're kind of umbrella shaped, and you know what I'm talking about? Your wife puts them on pizzas sometimes. You know what I'm
talking
about? Sometimes some of them you can eat, some of them you can't, though.
I don't know that. Just grow in the woods?
Yes, sir. Y'all have mushrooms much right here?
Oh, yeah, I eat them. I like them. But I don't try to grow them, no.
Is that the same thing as a toadstool?
They look like a toadstool, but it's not the same thing, I don't think.
How's it different, you know?
Well, I don't know. I never was food with it, only just eating it in the pizza.
Yes.
And I like mushroom, the soup. I tell you what you can do now. My wife does it. She takes the can. I guess you'd call it the soup. Well, you can mix up. You can mix up your flour and the onions and everything like that for a good gravy. And when you beef where you're cooking it, she can take that and then she can pour a can of that mushroom soup in it. Man, oh man, does that make it tasty.
I bet it does.
Oh, sir.
You mentioned that you used to smoke cigarettes. What else do people, would people smoke, the big fat things?
Well, I smoked rabbit tobacco when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I smoked Bull Durham, and I smoked Prince Albert, and I smoked Reddy Rolls, and cigars, and chewed tobacco, none at all. Whenever you worked in a factory or mill, like over in the paper mill, it wouldn't make you smoke.